Cajun Christmas. Down on the bio.
Ho, 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 and welcome to the special Christmas edition of SwampSwami.com's sports podcast. And today, we have him here. Yes, Santa Claus talks some sports. You know, sometimes you just never know what the answer will be when you ask for an exclusive interview. In my annual letter addressed to the North Pole, I asked Mr. Kringle himself, a.k.a. Santa Claus, if he would grant my Christmas wish and allow me a few minutes of his busy time to get his take on the world of sports. And much to my surprise, he agreed.
Yes!
And here's how our phone conversation went earlier this week. Santa, I am so thrilled that you have agreed to find a few minutes to talk some sports with me before your big busy day on Friday. You know, I've been a big fan of yours for a long time.
Oh, yes, I've known you were a sports enthusiast ever since you asked for that set of plastic golf clubs back when you were 7 years old. Oh, your mom was not happy when you hit your older brother over the head with that plastic putter, you know. But to your credit, you do seem to have improved on your temper problem over the years.
You know, hey, you really are Santa Claus, aren't you? Well, what's the most requested item this year, Santa?
Oh, that's an easy one. I just received a big order for 500 million COVID home testing kits from the president. You talk about a tough order, and he wants those ready by January. Hey, when are we going to talk about some sports?
Oh, of course, Santa. You know, I've lived my whole life down here in the South. I was curious if you're very much of a football fan.
You're looking at a man who loves watching football on television as much as anyone does.
By the way, just how old are you, Santa?
Oh, I figured you might be going there. You know, my official answer is, I'm as old as my nose and a wee bit older than Mrs. Claus. A few of those newfangled internet websites say that old Santa here is 1,751 years old this year. Well, for a man who eats as many cookies as I do on one night of the year, I try to stay on my paleo diet for most of the rest of the year, try to drop some of those extra pounds. Hey, maybe you should try it too, Tubby. I see you've only lost 1 pound this year instead of those 10 pounds you promised to lose.
Hey, now watch it, Santa, or I'll ask if venison is on your paleo diet.
Oh, good one there. I think I'll use that line during my next interview.
Santa, back to football. What did you think about the recent LSU football coaching change?
Oh, you know, I like Coach Ho-Ho-Ho's personality, but his last 2 years as the coach at LSU just weren't up to par. He got an early Christmas present, though, with that huge severance package, so old Santa will just be putting a list of good tax accountants into his stocking this week.
Very good, Santa. So what's your opinion of their new football coach, Brian Kelly?
Well, if he can recruit an offensive line for LSU as good as he had at Notre Dame, I think Tiger fans are going to warm up to him just fine. And keep an eye out for that new high school quarterback that Coach Kelly signed last week from South Louisiana. That young man plays a lot like a young Drew Brees. He might really be good.
Santa, me, the SEC, and the rest of the country just can't seem to take down Alabama from the top of the college football world. Santa, are you helping Coach Saban more than the rest of the football coaches out there?
Well, it's hard not to like any guy named Saint Nick. I admit to putting a few extra five-star recruits in his stocking every year. Yes, I do.
Well, thanks for being truthful, Santa. Now let's switch to pro football for just a moment. Do you think that the Dallas Cowboys will finally get back to the Super Bowl this year for the first time since 1995, Santa?
Well, I might be one of the few people who realize just how many Dallas Cowboy fans there are in America. You have a few friends, too, that are like that, Swami. Me and old Coach Tom Landry were big buds for the longest time, you know. I know that this might not make some of the Cowboy fans happy, but my wife is more of a Tom Brady fan. Gotta keep Mrs. Claus happy, you know. Ho, ho, ho.
Indeed. Our New Orleans Saints are really struggling, though, Santa, after Drew Brees retired. What do you think they need to do to get back on top again?
Well, did I tell you my elves are big fans of the Hoodad Nation? I think that the Saints should write a big old check and get Russell Wilson from Seattle, or pick a new quarterback in the first two rounds of next year's draft. Those current quarterbacks, bless them, just aren't good enough to help the Saints win a championship. My elves put in a request for the Saints to find a good blocking back for my friend Alvin Kamara. He's getting beat up back there in the backfield, you know.
Wow, Santa, you really do follow football. What do you think about Urban Meyer getting fired last week by the Jacksonville Jaguars?
Oh, I feel a bit sorry for Urban right now. His style of coaching just wasn't suited for the pro game, with those players making millions of dollars too. I'm not so sure that the Jacksonville owner hasn't been secretly trying to alienate his remaining fans so that he can move his team to London, England. Hey, I think you wrote about that recently, didn't you, Swami?
You're one smart cookie, Santa. Let's talk some NBA basketball for just a minute. Who's your favorite basketball team?
Oh, my elves and I were big fans of the Boston Celtics for years, but I admit to being a little partial to the Golden State Warriors this season. I really like watching Steph Curry play. I'd also be just fine if my little buddy Chris Paul could finally win a championship ring in Phoenix this year. Both of those teams are lots of fun to watch.
Yeah, Santa, I agree. But I do seem to be losing a little bit of interest in basketball recently. What do you think they should change about the game?
Oh, that's easy. Too many three-point shots for old Santa. Most teams are taking half their shots as three-pointers now. I would only allow three-point shots during the last 2 minutes of each quarter. That makes the game a little bit more interesting, wouldn't you think? Hey, I think you did suggest that idea before, too. You know, remember, Santa's always watching you, Swamp Swami.
You and probably the federal government.
No, Santa does not sell your secrets to any government. I can't say the same thing about social media, though. But let's move along. Next question.
Santa, I've been a big golf fan most of my life. What should be done to stop the players from hitting such long drives and making our historic great golf courses play like a municipal layout?
Oh, this one's on me, I think. I think I made a big mistake years ago when me and the elves started making those metal woods and high-tech golf balls. My longtime friend Jack Nicklaus keeps sending me notes every single year, asking me to change the golf balls back to flying the same distance they did when he played on tour 40 years ago. Personally, I'd rather see those golfers penalized for playing so doggone slow. 4 hours is plenty of time to play 18 holes, don't you think? I say let's put a 30-second shot clock on the golfers and also make them putt out on the greens instead of letting them mark the golf ball after their first putt. Just speed the play up, and we'll visit that equipment issue next time. Ho 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 ho!
Hey, that's a terrific idea, Santa. Do you have a favorite golfer right now?
Well, Mrs. Santa gets a little upset when she sees me watching the LPGA women playing on TV. So for the record, I admit to being a big fan of Bernard Langer on the Champions Tour for the men. You know, that guy never seems to grow old. Just like me, ho ho ho!
I know that you do a lot of work to get ready for this coming Friday night, Santa. It's a big one. Any final sports comments that you'd like to say to our audience here before you leave?
Yes, I would. I do not want to see Georgia versus Alabama rematched in the college football championship game in a few weeks. Coach Kirby Smart at Georgia has been a very good boy over the years, and it really hurts me to hear so many people criticizing him after just one loss. And by the way, Swami, my favorite college football team is North Dakota State. Did you know that they've won 8 championships in the last 10 years? That's even more than St. Nick's team has won at Alabama. My reindeer are really big fans of the Bison, you know. Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas, y'all!
From Bossier down to New Orleans, it's Christmas time for Cajuns. The fiddles sing.